Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steelers this weekend, they're in first place, and they are off, which means you get to put your feet up, relax, enjoy the games, and maybe, just maybe, make some money. And that's where our guy, Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports, comes in. Lee is the man. If you don't want to know the future, turn your radios off, because he's going to tell us what happens in all the big games this weekend. Is it Locktober, Lee?
It is.
Yep. Yes!
Not October. Locktober. It's here. Finally.
Lee, the first game we'll touch on, Louisville, a 7-point favorite taken on Virginia. In my own personal opinion, I think the winner of this game could very well be playing in the championship game against Miami. But we'll see. Who do you like?
Four-way race. Don't forget about Georgia Tech. So they get a couple tough games down the road. But Louisville comes to Miami 2 weeks from today. So if they can win this game, they're setting themselves up in a really good spot. Now, got to face Chandler Morris, 25 years old. He's got two doctorates. I think he's teaching two classes also. The kid's good. I mean, he distributes the ball to the right guy almost every single time. And they were down two offensive linemen, which was impressive. They were still able to run the football in Florida State and have balance there, came back, quite a win for them. But, you know, to come back and to have that kind of win, the biggest win in 30 years for the program, tough to go on the road. Now you got to face a Louisville team. A lot of people don't realize this. Louisville defensive line, top six in creating havoc. So don't always get the sacks, but they do put pressure on the quarterback. Unfortunately, you guys saw it last week, and also getting back their top two running backs. So should be able to run the ball better. Brown is a real weapon here, and they've got some receivers that can get down the field. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Goodbye, Virginia. It's been fun. Louisville, 35-24.
The Miami Hurricanes are giving 4.5 to Florida State.
Yeah, and Florida State was set up. They were the better team. If they had just run the football and not turned the ball over so many times, they win that game last week. It is a rivalry game, but what concerns me, Virginia, as I said, was down two starting offensive line. They still ran for 211 yards. What might be important here is if I'm Florida State, if I win the toss, I would accept the ball. I want to put some pressure on Miami. I think they want to make them feel uncomfortable. So if they've got 8 or 10 really good plays they think could be successful, you got to use them now early in the game here and take Miami out of their game. If not, they're just going to lean on you with that offensive line and run the football like they did last year when they were laying 21 and won 36-14. So lines under a touchdown, down to 4, unless Florida State plays the game of the year and Castellanos runs for close to 100, throws for over 250, I think Miami's the right side here. Miami, 31-23.
All right, the Pitt Panthers at home, Acrisure Stadium, a 6.5-point favorite, taking on a bad BC team.
They are bad, and it's tough to back the Panthers after the letdown last week. I mean, you can't score once in the second half and at least cover, let alone hold that 10-point lead. Eagles lost at home to a travel-weary Cal team. Both teams want to pass the football, and just think that this Pitt team finally gets back on track here. Special teams, got to play better on special teams, also make better decisions there. So I think Pitt gets it right here, finally here. Pitt 37-24 over BC.
Texans giving 1.5 to the Ravens with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, Cooper Rush. I mean, this guy, I mean, last year he looked actually pretty good for a while, but they just don't have the weapons here. I mean, they're beating up both sides of the line. I think they got like 15, 16 guys on the injury list here. Also, Houston all of a sudden getting healthy. Christian Kirk back at receiver. Derek Stingley back, the best cover corner. And here's a great stat. Teams before the bye in the NFL, almost 59% over the last decade. So teams want to get it right. They get focused, want to go into that bye week with a win here. I'm backing the Texans here. I think they lay it on Baltimore here, 31-20.
The Lions, a massive favorite on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals, 10.5. The Bengals have been outscored 76-13 their last two games, Lee.
And I know you feel terrible for them, right? Right, guys?
Hmm. Oh, it's a great thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
Does it continue?
I think it is. I mean, Cincinnati's offensive numbers are awful. The adjustment from Joe Burrow to his backup has not gone well. Turnover after turnover in the Minnesota game, punt after punt in the Denver game. I don't want to go all analytics on you, but for every formation they've used, they have serious negative EPA expected points added here. Good teams come home after losing two games on the road and get it right, but the Bengals are not a good team, and the Lions are top three, maybe top two in the NFL. They double up Cincinnati, 34-17.
All right, Lee, give us your game of the week.
Yeah. Game of the week is going to be the Chiefs and the Jags. Jags out of the gate, 3-1, running the football, playing good defense. Liam Cohen, maybe he's the guy that wins Coach of the Year. Chiefs finally got it right, too. Got their star receiver back. So should be a great game, Chiefs and Jags. First 10 callers get it for free. Call 800-400-9741, Chiefs and Jags, and we're on a roll. We won 11 straight in the NFL.
Woo!
And in college football, hit our South Carolina 40-unit max wager. Big win, blowout win over Kentucky. How about this? It's Locktober, so 4 weeks of action, normally $5.97 for your show only. Everyone else gets saved $100. I'm going to set it right now on the computer. Anyone who signs up, use coupon code SAVE200. Just $397 for 4 weeks of action. You're going to get 12 to 15 plays every single week. We have that big 45-unit max wager going again this weekend, and we're 73-29 on our 40 to 50-unit plays. So you want to hop on board, use coupon code SAVE200, ParamountSports.com.
October. Thank you, Lee. You're a generous man. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks, Lee.
Go Canes? I don't care.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.